Residents of South Sudan's capital, Juba, are feeling the effects of a strike by truck drivers who refuse to transport goods into South Sudan because of multiple taxes levied on them. Goja Julius is the head of traders in Juba town's Monuki market. He says he has no choice but to increase prices to make a profit.
Before, we used to clear a vehicle of onion with 800,000 pounds. Now we are clearing with 70 million. A truck of flour, which we used to clear with 2,000,025, is now 21 million. Now, this situation has made everything in the market to double the price, and it began difficult now for our customers to buy. Some people always insult us that we are the one asserting the thing in the market. We are giving the price very high ourselves. But a businessman depends on what is happening at the border, the taxes, the rent, everything that we are doing in the market here we record, and you come with the normal price.
The Juba-Nimule Highway, a lifeline connecting Juba to East Africa, has a number of roadblocks where truck drivers are taxed several times on the way to Juba. Last week, the drivers went on strike because the government of South Sudan introduced a $70 levy on each truck entering the country. Simon Akwaideng, the Commissioner General of the South Sudan Revenue Authority, says they have resolved the matter and trucks have started entering Juba.
We have also agreed that all the non-tariff barriers, the NTVs, the extortion, traffic, and all the organized forces that collect have been cancelled, including Juba Bridge and also traffic in Juba Town. All those issues have been cancelled because they are hurting the drivers and also hurting our people, hurting the price in the market. So we just want to say that we have to implement this agreement in spirit, and there should be no any other strike at this border.
Sudi Kauli Matela, the chairperson of an association of Kenya truck drivers, says they agreed on the removal of roadblocks as well as the cancellation of illegal migration charges and the legal fees charged by CID officers and the Civil Defense Department.
We have agreed all the cries and challenges of truck drivers have been addressed fully. I think we have achieved almost 85% to 90%, whereby drivers, I think they will enjoy this negotiation. What I'm willing is the implementation of what has been agreed, so that next time this thing cannot bring us into this level again.
South Sudan is a landlocked state that depends on goods coming from Port Sudan or the Kenyan port city of Mombasa. Most goods destined for South Sudan are transported by roads. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.